This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. The Election Commission has transferred four senior police officers in West Bengal, including the Director General of Police, DGP of the state, and Commissioner of Kolkata Police. The Commission has said the Commission has reviewed the poll preparedness in the state and appointed 1992 batch IPS officer Siddhnath Gupta as the new DGP of West Bengal. A 1996 batch IPS officer, Ajay Kumar Nand, has been posted as Commissioner of Kolkata Police. The government will launch a revamped version of the Stand Up India scheme to provide more benefit to SC, ST and women entrepreneurs across the country. Replying to supplementaries during question hour in the Lok Sabha today, Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the Stand Up India scheme, which was launched in April 2016, came to an end in March last year. She said the scheme was studied by Niti Aayog and other departments and it is being redrafted to provide more benefits to beneficiaries. Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju has said the Trinamool Congress, TMC and Congress Party are habitual in targeting constitutional bodies. Mr. Rijiju made these remarks after a TMC walkout in the Rajya Sabha during the heated exchange over the transfer of senior officers in West Bengal by the Election Commission ahead of State Assembly election. Defending the Election Commission decision, Kiran Rijiju said the matter being raised was related to a constitutional body and neither the government nor parliament had any role in its decisions. In Odisha, 10 people were killed after a major fire broke out at the trauma care centre of SCB Medical College and Hospital in Cuttack in the early hours today. Around 11 hospital staff members sustained burn injuries while rescuing patients. Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi, along with Health Minister of Odisha Mukesh Mahaling, rushed to the spot and reviewed the situation. The Chief Minister announced ex gratia of 25 lakh rupees for the next of kin of each deceased and directed officials to ensure proper treatment of the injured. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan and Prime Minister Narendra Modi expressed grief over the loss of lives in the fire incident at a hospital in Cuttack, Odisha. Prime Minister Modi announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from the Prime Minister's National Relief Fund for the next of kin of each deceased. The injured will be given 50,000 rupees. A drone strike hit the vicinity of Dubai International Airport early this morning, triggering a large fire near fuel storage facilities and forcing the temporary suspension of flight operations. Officials say the fire was brought under control within a few hours and has been contained without spreading to other critical infrastructure. According to Dubai Civil Defence, no injuries have been reported so far. However, the incident forced the suspension of flights at the airport. Air India and Air India Express flights to and from Dubai have been cancelled for the day. The airline said their teams remain fully committed to assisting guests and ensuring stranded passengers are brought home safely at the earliest opportunity. It also noted that Air India Express's ad hoc flight operations to and from Abu Dhabi, Ras Al Khaimah and Sharjah will continue. Japan, Australia and the UK have said they have no plans to send ships to help secure the Strait of Hormuz as US President Donald Trump ramps up pressure on allies to provide support. Japan's Prime Minister Sanae Takaichi also said that it currently maintains no plans to deploy naval assets. Australia said it will not deploy ships, with Minister Catherine King stating that no formal request had been made. South Korea said it is discussing the matter with Washington, but any potential move could only occur after a careful review. United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer discussed reopening the strait with Trump and also consulted with Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney to coordinate a Western response. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued an orange alert for thunderstorm accompanied by hailstorm at isolated places over Bihar, East Uttar Pradesh, Gangetic West Bengal, Jharkhand, Odisha and Uttarakhand today. The Met Department has also predicted heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam and Meghalaya till tomorrow. IMD has forecast thunderstorm accompanied with lightning and gusty winds over Bihar, Himachal Pradesh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh, Odisha, Sub-Himalayan, West Bengal, Uttar Pradesh and northeastern parts of the country during the next 2 to 3 days. And with that, we end this news bulletin.